Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. NBA draft tonight. Now, we will not be on the air tomorrow because of the finale of the Phillies-Astros series. However, because we are so committed to you who are listening, we'll be doing a very special YouTube show only where we will react to whatever the Sixers do tonight. That will start around, what, around 1:30, something like that?
Yeah, 1:30-ish.
On the WIP YouTube channel, which you can subscribe to and turn on notifications, all that stuff. If you're watching on YouTube now, we thank you, except for the people that are mean in the comments. I don't even know you exist. I like you for watching, but if you're giving us bad, bad, bad comments, I don't know. So I am going to, it has been, the YouTube big board is actually 11 years old on,
pretty wild.
On the podcast, been doing it, do the YouTube big board. The origin of it is that I do not watch college basketball. So while Mike, my podcast partner, watches college basketball and has opinions on them, I would just watch YouTube highlights of the guys and develop my big board over YouTube. I think I've gotten pretty good at it. I've had some good hits. Mm-hmm. I have had some enormous misses as well. I do know what I'm looking at more with basketball than the football YouTube big board, which is sort of like the beginning of the basketball one. So I did not write, I know where most of these guys went to college. I did not write where all of them went to college. So I'm not going to give their college player. But here are my top nine guys based on my YouTube big board.
Nine. Wow.
The Sixers can end up with any one of these guys.
Yeah, especially if they trade back.
Yes. So here they are. Number nine is a guy we've talked about a lot, is Trey Johnson. Now, I know nine sounds low until you find out that Ace Bailey is not on my YouTube big board. So Trey Johnson I have at nine. Everyone who makes the YouTube big board is a player that I like. I like Trey Johnson. He is a fun watch. If you've watched his highlights, he is an outrageous shooter. And the difference between him as a shooter and Knipple as a shooter, at least at this point, is Knipple is very good catch and shoot and sort of standstill shooter. He's not great off the bounce yet. He's not great off the dribble yet. Whereas Trey Johnson is Trey Johnson does all of it. He is an outrageous offensive player. The reason he's not higher is I can't get out of my head. He's not a point guard. He's not like an Anthony Edwards type two guard. That is, he's very, very, very thin. So when I think about NBA starting lineups and I think about the guy in that position needs to be able to hang on defense, I just can't think of a lot of starters like Trey Johnson. I can think of a lot of good NBA players like Trey Johnson. A lot of them are six men. A lot of them are sort of like specialty players. That's why he's not higher. I would be fine if they got Trey Johnson because I think if you can shoot, you can get on the court in the NBA. But next year, he's not a guy I don't think that can hang in the playoffs defensively next year. Number nine is a guy named Neek Clifford. So Neek Clifford.
Stop.
What? Neek?
Neek?
Neek. Neek Clifford.
Is he? Did
Clifford.
He play college basketball?
He did. He played at Colorado State. Yeah. The dude? Well, Kate Fagan went to Colorado State. Does that matter?
No.
All right.
No.
Well.
I thought she went to Colorado.
No, I think she went to Colorado. Oh, did she go to Colorado?
I'm not sure.
She might be a Buffalo. You're right. Yeah. You're right. That's Colorado. My bad. Yeah. Neek Clifford is a really, really good wing player. Now, the reason that people have doubts about Nick Clifford higher, because he's already a really good player. He's a good scorer. He's a good shooter. He's a really good passer, and he's a good defender. All those things. He plays hard. He's older. So he's 23, and he's going to be 24 when the season starts next year. Okay. Now,
damn, how long? Where do you go? Well, you said senior. Okay.
Senior. Yeah. So I think the league has changed a little bit in that they used to not like players like this because they don't think their upside is very high.
Right.
But what I tend to think is sometimes players just hit their upside earlier. So sometimes you can have a player at 19 and you start projecting that he's going to get better and better and better and better. They don't always get better and better and better and better, right? Like sometimes they stay where they are. Yep. I think Nick Clifford is immediately a good NBA player. I was really impressed watching him, so I don't think he's a Sixers pick. I think he probably goes 12 or 13. But if they end up, you know, trading back, he could be a guy that I think could help them right away.
So CBS Sports has his comp as Josh Hart.
I think so. Yeah, right. I think that he is high motor, good defensive player, makes the right play with the ball. I think he is a better offensive player than Josh Hart is. But again, he's not playing great competition. Colorado State, Josh Hart looked like a great offensive player in Villanova, and in the NBA, he's not, right?
And by the way, Trey Johnson's comparison was Malik Monk.
I think you think Malik Monk when you see him.
Clifford's a good player. He did well against Maryland in that game.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. He screams NBA player.
Yes, I think he's an NBA player, like pretty much at the jump. I just don't know how good he ends up getting.
Okay.
Number seven. I screwed this name up on the podcast. I'm going to try. Kasparis Jakučionis.
Absolutely not.
Oh man, that's close.
Okay, you want to talk great YouTube. He is. I remember watching Ricky Rubio as a passer. He is a sick offensive player, specifically a passer. I think he's a good scorer. I think he has good sort of like spatial awareness, sort of the way that that James Harden has. I think he's going to be good. He has to get better as a shooter, but he can get anywhere on the floor. He's a great passer. He's a great ball handler. I think he ends up, at the very worst, a third guard in the NBA. All right.
Cop? Spencer Dinwiddie. I'm giving you CBS's cop.
I think
you
Ike and CBS are on draft time.
Am I going? Is I got to look at the prospects.
So I think he's a much better passer than Dinwiddie. Okay. I think he's built like Dinwiddie, and that he's not like particularly fast.
Okay.
He's not like his athleticism doesn't jump out to you, but you watch him and you're like, oh,
he's a sneaky
athlete.
Baller.
Yeah. He's a baller. Yeah. Right.
Where's he from?
Like Caruso was.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Illinois.
Illinois. There you go.
He's a college kid?
Yeah.
Well, he's a freshman though.
I know, but that name doesn't scream college kid.
Oh.
Well,
it sounds like he's a
European Lithuanian. He played on a Lithuanian national team.
So for what it's worth, I no longer put guys that only have Euro YouTube on my YouTube big board because I've been screwed by those guys too many times.
I would agree with that. I like the ones who have at least come over and play a year.
Like, I watched TLC on YouTube. He looked amazing. I looked Furkan on YouTube. Yeah. He looked amazing. Like, all these guys.
Yeah. TLC is the one that I still can't get over.
Yeah, well, you see him on his French YouTube thing, and you're like, oh my God, what an athlete. Then he gets the NBA, and you're like, can this guy dunk? All right. Number six, Colin Murray-Boyles.
We don't do hyphens on this show.
Dude. This guy, so he's 6'7", but he is great defensive player, sees the floor really well. I think he's similar to Carter Bryant in some ways, but offensively, incredibly strong. Like, he can get to the rim on anybody. Yeah. You want to see, when you see a guy in college, you want to see him either, this is part of the problem with Ace Bailey, is that it feels like sometimes he can't get by anybody. Mm-hmm. You want to see a physical advantage with some of these guys. Colin Murray-Boyles, a physical advantage. We have had problems on the Sixers with strong rebounders, guys, relentless, physicality, those sorts of things.
Oh, yeah.
He's not like, you see him, he's not built like a power forward, but he is really strong, not scared to dunk on people, good athlete as well. Number
Six,
6'7".
6'7".
Yeah, he's got to learn how to shoot. He's not a great shooter yet.
You probably won't like this comp.
Who?
Julius Randle.
I think there's some there.
But
the same way that Julius Randle can bully his way over anybody, I think he is a Julius Randle is a doesn't-see-anything, myopic, just sees the basket.
Yeah.
I think Colin Murray-Boyles is a much better passer than Julius Randle is. Number five is Dylan Harper. We all know about Dylan Harper. I think he's a real good player. And we'll get to it in a second. Jake Fisher still thinks that the Sixers are going to try to trade up to two to get Dylan Harper. If you haven't watched him, he's worth watching. He's just a really good player. He's really good with both hands. Really, really, really good player. Four, I have Edgecombe, who we've talked about a million times. Number three is Jeremiah Fears from Oklahoma. He's a small guard. He's like 6'2". He has balls of steel. He is a good finisher. He does. For 6'2", a good finisher. His shooting stats aren't great, but when you watch him shoot, he looks like he can shoot. I guess I just watch it and hope that he'll figure it out. It doesn't look broken or anything.
Yeah.
Great handle, really good passer, fantastic offensive player, balls of steel.
Comp, De'Aaron Fox.
I can see that too. Okay. I can see that too. Number two, Carter Bryant, who I talked about a while ago, Arizona.
I like him.
Incredible defensive player already. Great athlete. Smart on offense. Doesn't mind. I comped him like this. When Kelly Oubre is doing only the things you want him to do,
right,
cutting off ball, playing good defense, you know, getting in there and rebounding, whatever, that's how I see Carter Bryant. And number one, I have Flagg. You know, Cooper Flagg. Yeah.
So no Knipple in your top 10. No.
Well, so it's a YouTube issue. He's just not impressive from a YouTube perspective. I would be totally happy if they wind up with him.
You don't see the smart basketball plays?
I do, and he's a strong player.
Yeah.
He's physically strong.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But he's not impressive on YouTube. So he didn't make my YouTube. And usually, I usually don't have the consensus number one as my YouTube.
Yeah.
For me, Cooper Flagg, before he even got to college, when I watched him playing with the Olympic team, I mean, I think he is much better than he even showed at Duke. Yeah. I think Cooper Flagg's going to be awesome. But that's number one.
Guess who his pro comp? Guess who they have his pro comp as?
Cooper Flagg?
Yeah.
Who?
Scotty.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see that. KOC compared him to Kawhi.
Yeah.
I don't think he is the same.
Kawhi is a
athlete as
Kawhi turned out to be a better offensive player than Scottie, but
yes.
when Kawhi came in, that was Scottie. He was more of a Scottie Pippen type player.
He couldn't shoot.
Yep.
Yeah, and when he came in, or he wasn't a great shooter, mm-hmm. and I don't think anybody saw the isolation game that Kawhi ended up with.
Didn't have it in San Antonio those first 5 years.
No, and against us in the playoffs, and that entire playoff run, he looked like Michael Jordan. He was the closest thing because he would get to that mid-range jumper, and he has that high release. I never saw that coming out of Kawhi.
Yeah.
So there it is. There's my YouTube big board.
There you go.
There it is. Bunch of guys.
I like it.
There it is. Bunch of guys.
I like it. So good players there.
We wind up with any of those guys, I'll be happy. 215-592-9494. Tony and Langhorne, you're on WIP. What's up, Tony?
Spike, Jack, happy draft day.
Happy draft day.
What up, Tone?
Hey, so Jack, I love your top five of five, but you do have one glaring omission. Spike, you're going to know the one I'm talking about. In my opinion, the biggest what if in Philadelphia sports history is what if Matt Geiger never agreed to waive his no trade clause?
If he did agree to waive it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, no Iverson.
Yeah, no Iverson. We got Grant Hill.
Yeah. Now.
Yeah. I actually think the trade was Iverson and Matt Geiger, and we only got back Eddie Jones and Glenn Rice.
Oh, you mean when they eventually traded him?
No.
Yeah. No, that was the proposed plan. It was a three-team trade, and I think all we got back was Eddie Jones and Rice.
We were getting Grant Hill.
Yeah, I thought it was Grant Hill.
No, I don't think I think the other team got Grant Hill. I'll have to look at
that. Well, that would have been a terrible trade then.
Yes. Yes.
It's one thing to trade him, but we're getting, listen, no offense to Eddie.
Good player. Sixth man of the year.
Yeah. But you don't give up AI for Eddie Jones.
Actually, he wasn't sixth man of the year. Aaron McKee was.
Yeah.
But Eddie Jones is a good player.
Yep.
Wait, you said it was supposed to be Eddie Jones. Oh, and Glenn Rice, who was a good player.
Yeah, if you can look that up. I don't think Grant Hill was in that proposal, but in any case, my guy is VJ Edgecombe.
Yeah, everybody loves VJ.
I just got to say, Elliot.
Text BK
awesome
and find out with him.
There you go. You should. I'm sorry. Go ahead. What do you like about VJ?
I was going to say that Elliot was on something yesterday with the whole Kevin Durant comparison with Ace Bailey.
It's crazy. By the way, Tony, he doubled down by our Eagles reporter, by the way, and we'll get to this in a little bit, spent time between yesterday and today creating like a third grader level video comparison of Ace Bailey and Kevin Durant. By the way, there's one of Ace Bailey hitting a three and then one of Kevin Durant hitting a three. And you're like, oh, man, same guy or whatever. He is psychotic. I think, Tony, I don't know if this started as a bit and now he's convinced himself or he convinced himself and now it's a bit. I can't figure out what his thing with Ace Bailey is.
Well, the thing is, Spike, and you got to be a little careful with your YouTube draft board. Do you remember the last guy who was compared to Kevin Durant and he looked like him in all the YouTube highlights and everybody's freaking out saying he's the next Kevin Durant? Thon Maker. Do you remember Thon Maker?
Oh, yeah. Milwaukee picked him.
I like Thon Maker. I like Thon Maker coming out. That was a bad one. Yeah. No, that was terrible.
Yeah. That didn't work.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Now, I think he lied about his age. I think his age.
Yeah, he turned out to be like 30.
Yeah.
And we never saw him again.
Yeah. I'm not. There is a chance, by the way, Tony. I just want to set everyone up. As negative as I've been about Ace Bailey, there is a chance they take Ace Bailey tonight. There's two different things that could happen. One, they could just take Ace Bailey and keep him, and they wanted him all along, and maybe, you know, whatever. Or the second thing is they could take Ace Bailey, and then we're waiting around to see if they have a trade with Washington or New Orleans or any of the teams behind, or maybe even Brooklyn. So what I would caution everyone is whoever they pick at three, wait till after at least the lottery is over to be sure that that is the player we have.
I'm firing off tweets as soon as they pick.
Oh, really? All right.
We don't have time to wait.
Do you think he pulls an Eli Manning if we do draft him?
No. I don't think there's any chance he says, I am not coming and playing for
and
you.
And in defense of him, I know everybody got all bent out of shape. He wouldn't work out here. But he didn't work out for any team.
Right, nobody.
So had he worked out for other teams and just decided he wasn't going to work out for the Sixers, then we could take it a little more personal that he doesn't want to play here. I think he's just trying to find a good spot for himself individually that eventually he'll be able to cash in on financially. I think it's small-minded thinking on his part, but I think that's what he's trying to do, and his agent.
It seems like he wants to be in Washington. There's also, aside from not working out here, see, here's how the workout thing works. He's not going to work out for Dallas because who cares? He's not going to work out for San Antonio because they're not taking him anyway. He doesn't want to go.
But you would have thought. he should have wanted to work out for San Antonio.
Well, yeah, try to convince him.
Yeah.
He apparently does not want to go to Philadelphia, Charlotte, or Utah. And that would put the math at that he wants to try to get himself to the Wizards. The first player ever to try to get himself to the Wizards.
Seriously.
Yeah. All right, Tony. Thank you for the call, man. Yeah, I don't... I got... If they want Ace Bailey, they're going to take Ace Bailey. And there have been some people who are like, well, he's going to be mad. And da, da. I find it very hard to believe that he's going to try to pull some sort of power play if they call him and say, we're picking you, and also we want you to be on the Sixers.
Yeah.
Like that starts being bad news.
Yeah, because if the Sixers really like him, you take him, and... you just massage the ego. It's a young, fragile ego. You can massage that. By the way, my GOAT sat on the bench for 2 years.
Right, right.
Sat on the bench for his first 2 years.
Right.
So, and I think he is easily a top three player of all time in Kobe Bryant. So it's not the end of the world if he has to come and sit.
No.
And not play as many minutes as he wants to, chucking up shots every night.
Yeah, I know.
It's not the worst thing.
I like they're thinking about the second contract. The second contract's after 5 years.
That's a long way. Yeah, that's a ways away. Yeah.
There are plenty of guys who've gotten big contracts after having one good year at the end or two good years at the end.
And by the way, worked out for Maxey. When Maxey first got drafted here, he didn't know where he fit in at.
Right.
I think Maxey was on the bench, right, his first year?
He played, but.
I mean, I know he played, but I don't think he was a starter, though, right?
No, he wasn't.
He had that one stretch where we were like 30. Plus against Utah when Harden and Embiid were out. But
yes.
So did he come the year Harden got traded here or that next year when Harden came back and played? I'm trying to think, how long has Maxey been here?
Was the year when Harden got traded halfway through the year here?
That's what I'm thinking. Was it that year? Was that his rookie year?
Weren't we arguing of trading Maxey for him?
No, it was a Simmons thing.
Yeah, it was the Ben Simmons.
No, I know there was, but I think there was a...
Oh, beforehand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When we didn't know what Maxey was still.
Yes.
Yeah, well, Maxey's been here 5 seasons. So, yeah.
So he's already played 5 seasons.
Yes.
Okay. Or is he going into his 5th year?
This is ridiculous.
Because he wasn't here prior to the
pandemic.
He was
a rookie of the year they lost to Atlanta, so 2021.
21, yeah. So this is his fifth season coming up.
This is fifth season coming up.
Yeah. Right? He has played 5 years because they didn't give him the extension before his final
year. I think Spike is
year.
Right. Yes, they gave him, they made him play it. They talked him into playing that last year of his deal.
Yeah.
His rookie year was 2021, 20 to 2021.
Right.
So the year they lost the
Hockey. So he has played 5 years. Hmm? He's played 5 seasons.
Yeah. So I remember they had that game down in Atlanta that they didn't play very well in.
But, yeah, I don't remember.
Oh, so he was on that team.
Yes,
that lost
but he was on the
Atlanta.
Bench.
Yes,
yeah,
okay. Okay.
And that's why there was talk of would you trade him for Harden?
And by the way, like when you talk work ethic, and
worked his butt off.
He did, and that was part of the reason they drafted him because when you look at his draft profile, they didn't know about his shot. He didn't have he's pulling up from 27 feet now, and he's a really good 3-point shooter. I didn't even believe it when it was happening.
Yeah.
Because A, he didn't profile as a great shooter. B, it didn't look right to me. But he busted his ass and became a really good 3-point shooter. That doesn't always work if you work hard, but it doesn't happen unless you do. And that's why those things are important. I think it's why they took Jared McCain. They see him as having a good positive locker room influence and a good player as well, or a hard worker as well.
So 2021.
Yeah, 2021.
2021, yes.
Yeah, 2021.
Yeah.
The second COVID season.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 215-592-9494. Who's your guy for tonight? Getting a lot of Edgecombe. A
lot of Edgecombe.
People have talked themselves into Edgecombe. Yeah. You know? They like that he wants to be here. I understand that.
He seems like a super athlete.
Yeah.
Seems like he's going to play good defense from day one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Coming up next, Wednesdays at 4:30, we do Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings, but we have a very just sort of, what's the word I'm looking for? A disappointing announcement about Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings that we didn't want to do it publicly, but I feel like we have to do it publicly. Right?
That's us.
Yeah.
Everything is per on the air.
Yeah, that's everything.
Us.
All right. 215-592-9494. Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings are next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.